Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who truly think spring, our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As always, farmer-led being the operative phrase. Another operative phrase this time of year is, in fact, think spring. And yes, our food producers lead that thinking as they prepare for another year of raising the crops, which ultimately feed the world. To date, it's been a better year for weather, and we hope that continues for a spell. Over the years, I've learned it's such a fine line between nice winter weather and the conversation turning to, you know, a shower would be nice. In fact, my dad would begin to include rain in his evening prayer about the middle of April. Sometimes it worked. In fact, worked a little too well, and sometimes it didn't. Regardless, currently most of the guys are telling me, hey, let's enjoy the weather right now and we'll worry about rain in a couple of months. On another topic, I've been asked to remind you that the deadline for enrolling in the Agriculture Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage Program is March 15th. Although you probably already know this, as a form of synopsis, Agriculture Risk Coverage support payments are given on historical base acres when the actual crop revenue drops below a specific guaranteed level. The price loss coverage support payments are given on historical base acres when the final national average cash price for a commodity falls below the reference price. If you had time to sit in on the marvelous webinar a couple weeks ago put on by South Dakota Corn featuring Gary Schnitke, you know all you need to know and more about the options you have under the 2018 Farm Bill and the changes coming for the 2021 crop season. Boy, what a job he did. If you missed his presentation, no problem. Simply pay a visit to sdcorn.org for the video replay because it'll be very helpful as you make plans and decisions for 2021 and beyond. I would add the South Dakota Corn website is chock full of timely, practical, and valuable information. sdcorn.org. It's as simple as that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your daily labors and thanks for all that you do.